several runs of wild salmon in western Canada could be driven to extinction in 4 years. At least that's the conclusion of a new study. It finds that the salmon are being ravaged by parasites linked to nearby fish farms. NPR's John Nielsen has more on this controversial paper.
Every spring, millions of baby salmon known as smolt roll down mountain streams in western Canada. Many of these tiny fish end up in the Pacific Ocean, but in recent years, one kind of salmon, pink salmon, has had trouble reaching those waters. Salmon expert Alexandra Morton tracks smolt runs in a place called the Broughton Archipelago. She says these tiny fish often look half dead.
And they don't even run from my boat. They just sit there floundering. I know there's something very, very wrong, because these guys, when they're healthy, they're like quicksilver. They're like grease lightning. You barely see them.
Morton runs the Salmon Coast Field Station in British Columbia. She says the listless smolts have been attacked by tiny crustaceans called sea lice. These are parasites that don't harm adult salmon, but when a smolt no bigger than a peanut is involved, it's different.
A sea louse on a little salmon's like a raccoon hanging off your side. It's huge.
And often lethal. In a new paper published by the journal Science, a team led by Martin Kirkosek of the University of Alberta says sea lice appear to be killing 8 out of every 10 pink salmon smolts that swim through the Broughton Archipelago.
Based on that rate of decline, in another 4 years, the pink salmon populations in the Broughton Archipelago are going to reach extinction.
The researchers came to that conclusion after sifting through decades worth of wild salmon counts collected by Canadian officials. They think the sea lice infestations are coming from giant floating salmon farms that raise fish in giant nets. Alexandra Morton, one of the authors of the new study, says these farms started showing up near salmon migration routes in the 1980s.
Now there's farms in here with over 1 million fish per farm. And what they've done is they've put too many fish in this water.
Morton thinks these fish farms have been pumping clouds of sea lice into local waters for years. She says other studies seem to show that when wild salmon swim by these farms, they pick up lots of lice. She and the other authors of the study say the only way to protect wild salmon is to move the farms away from spawning runs or into big tanks built on dry land. But officials in the farming industry and some government officials say they're not impressed by this new study. Kevin Amos is an aquaculture expert with the National Marine Fisheries Service in the United States.
It's a mathematical model that it does not demonstrate cause and effect, and it basically leaves out many important elements.
Like the possibility that wild fish such as stickleback are the main source of the sea lice infestations, or that overfishing is a big part of the problem. Amos says the claim that sea lice could drive local runs of pink salmon to extinction in just 4 years is statistically ludicrous, in his opinion. But other experts say this study seems convincing. Ray Hilborn is a fisheries biologist at the University of Washington. He says the study makes him wonder about plans to raise other kinds of wild fish, like halibut and sablefish, in giant pens.
The cautionary note is, look, expect the same thing to happen with those species that's happening with salmon.
The irony, says Hilborn, is that fish farms have long been touted as a way of taking fishing pressure off of wild fish like salmon. But if studies like this one are confirmed, it could get much harder to build new fish farms. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.